Khartoum resident Khadija Idris of the Arkawit neighborhood calls the peace deal one of the achievements of the Sudanese revolution. Idris says people will now be able to move about freely, and she says the excessive amount of money spent on buying guns and ammunition will now go toward delivering services, including health and education.
Resources that have been spent on fighting each other should now be directed to development projects. Citizens will be able to exchange goods, trade experience, and they are free to move between states. So peace will have a lot of positivity on the citizens.
Muhammad Tahir Ahmad is the paramount chief of the Jimelab community in Kassala, Eastern Sudan. Speaking by phone from Kassala town, Tahir calls the signing of the peace deal a victory over war and destruction.
This is a big victory, and what we hope to see is a genuine implementation during the transitional period of 3 years. The parties to the agreement need to adhere and fully implement all articles of the agreement. We don't want to go to the national elections when we still have fighting in some parts of the country.
Tahir says people took up arms in Darfur, Blue Nile, Southern Kordofan and Eastern Sudan because they felt marginalized under the rule of Oster President Omar al-Bashir. During that time, he says, there was no fair distribution of resources and power lay in the hands of few political elites. Even though the government and the armed groups have agreed to stop fighting, Tahir says the international community should show its commitment by funding the deal's implementation.
All these regions need serious development, and we are expecting the international community to consider supporting the implementation of this peace agreement. We would like to see the European Union, World Bank, IGAD, the African Union, Arab countries and Americans. They should rally behind these efforts so we are able to achieve development.
Sam Imbrator, a resident of Al Janina town of West Darfur, has a different opinion. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus via WhatsApp from Al Janina town, Imbrator calls it a political agreement. He argues any agreement that does not include refugees and IDPs will not bring any stability in Sudan.
Our Sudanese communities need a social peace agreement in the grassroots. They need to sit and discuss their social issues that are affecting them through a dialogue. But what has been signed in Juba is a political agreement between the government and the armed groups. Refugees and IDPs in Darfur don't feel that anything that touches them have been discussed during this agreement.
Imbrator says peace deal signed in Juba also leaves out other armed groups, including the Sudan Liberation Movement Abdul Wahid faction and the SPLM North faction led by Abdulaziz Al-Hilu. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.